Paint me naked. Not every day does an artist ask to paint me naked. Even fewer of those lining up are well-known New York artists. After exhibiting a few of my own pieces in New York City's Van der Plas Gallery, I met the artist Alejandro Callaza, best known for a humorous subject matter, engaging the viewer in the silliness of the present with a warning of what is to come. That sounds cool. And there's more. Initially appearing whimsical and delightful with a childlike innocence, the work of Callaza, on closer inspection, reveals much deeper and darker aspects of our human condition. Most recently, Alejandro painted a series of clowns. His wild pieces drew me in, no pun intended, and his primitive art quality attracted me. My own art on social media attracted him, enough that he slid into my DM. Our initial contact began with, "I would really like to paint you." My reply? If I had a quarter for every time I heard that. Wait, I still only have a couple of quarters. I sent him three photos. One of me in a bikini from a few years ago, and two early shots from when I modeled for a lingerie store. I figured these would suffice, especially the one of me in a teddy with my foot on a chair. Nope, not enough inspiration for Alejandro, and the DM dance continued. "I would like to make you a nude, something like this." And he posted one of my topless self-portraits. "Hope I haven't offended you," he added. "Not offended, but looking forward to seeing what you can do with my lovely bones." I wasn't about to send him anything explicit for the spank bank. And then nothing more was said about painting me. Simply messages on art and writing and an invitation to his current art exhibit. I didn't instigate conversations and merely replied to his prompts about the type of pictures he wanted. "There will be no undressing," I wrote. "Only drawing. Now get busy." By now, months later, I was certain there would be no Shannon as art from Alejandro. And then came his request. "You're hot like your art. I wish to draw you naked." "Feel free," I replied. "Strip down when you draw me. I don't want you to overheat." This would be my final correspondence, and I was about to go radio silent. Then his message appeared.
"Deal."
And days later, a few pictures followed. I like the yellow piece that reminds me of Jackie Kennedy, who people said I resembled when I was young. As for Alejandro's depiction of my breasts, that's his interpretation. I do appreciate the perky quality. The next time someone invites you to come up and see my etchings, I could be the woman in those masterpieces.
Gotta love art!